It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Saturday, everybody. Good to have you praying with me here on VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe, this time, anytime, as we pray together for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, praying the will of God be done in your life, your family, your city, and your church. Today is a very special program, broadcast, prayer service today. So come on in for the next hour, the Hour of Power. I'm going to be praying over individual needs today. You don't want to miss this broadcast. And so welcome to BPN. And we want to welcome nations around the world that are praying with us here on BPN. We want to welcome the Republic of Korea, South Korea, Indonesia, Vietnam, Singapore, Malaysia, Mauritius, Saudi Arabia, Kenya, Burundi, Turkey, Republic of Moldova, Greece, Poland, Serbia, Italy, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Norway, Belgium, and we have some other nations here that are praying with us. And we just thank you for praying with us here today on BPN Radio. We also have the United Kingdom praying with us, England and Scotland. Brazil's praying with us, Canada, France, South Africa, Australia, Germany, China, Mexico, Spain, Philippines, Guatemala, Bahamas, Uganda, Pakistan, India, Hong Kong, Jamaica, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Belgium, Norway, Netherlands, Switzerland, Italy, Serbia, Poland, Greece. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As we pray for America and as other nations of the world, pray with us today. Thank you for joining us as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And our nation is in a crisis mode, and we must pray. We know the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So I just want to thank nations around the world that are praying with me today and with us today as we set ourselves in agreement for another spiritual awakening in America, another wave of the glory of God. Father, we pray over this broadcast today in Jesus' name. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done in the name of Jesus. The will of God be done in the name of the Lord. We dedicate this hour to you, and we come by the name of Jesus, and we come by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father. You are Jehovah God. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. And so we are so thankful, so grateful. We enter today, Father God, your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise. We bless your name. We honor your name. We thank you, O God, because you daily load us with benefits. You have come to save us, to heal us, to set us free, to deliver us. And we are so thankful for all of those benefits today. And I've come to pray for individual needs today. I've come to pray for you. And I must declare as a prophetic voice in this nation that I love to pray prophetic prayers. So I'm just going to pray however the Holy Spirit directs me. I'm just going to pray those prayers. And there's just such a longing in my heart, to know more, to have more of God. And there's two major reasons we pray. We pray to know God, and we pray to know what he wants us to do. And so we're going to be praying right now. We'd like to remind you that I'll be ministering tomorrow at Trinity Christian Center, Forest Hill, Louisiana. Dr. David Remedios, the pastor there. And so you can be praying for the service there tomorrow. Great revival going on. Trinity Christian Center, Forest Hill, Louisiana, near Alexandria. So you can come if you have an opportunity. Here's my friend Ron Bailey. He's going to sing, and then I'm going to start praying for people. It's a song of my heart. This says, Lord, I want more of you. Let this be a prayer to today. Father God, we want more of you. Holy Spirit, we long to be near you. And Jesus, we want more of you. We've come to pray today here on BPN. So let's set our hearts in that prayer posture right now. There you have Ron Bailey, "More of You." I'm thirsty, Lord. I'm thirsty for more of you. And so, Father, we are so thankful today that you said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And we are so thankful today for the opportunity to know you and to have more of you today here on BPN Radio on this Saturday. I want us to pray for some individual needs today, and I believe in the power of agreement, and so we're going to pray the prayer of agreement right now. Jesus said, "If any two agree touching any one thing, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." And so, Father, today we just set ourselves in agreement for those today that are going through deep valleys, difficult situations. And we have some friends up in Vermont. And yesterday she received a report that nobody wants to hear, and that is that she has cancer. And I hate cancer. My wife had cancer. There's no news like the C word that comes your way. And I remember the Monday in 2004 when Jean received a report, her and I received a report that the tumor in her body was malignant. And then we began to seek God. But I remember it was a rainy day, and darkness and gloom fell on us. And as we got challenged with that word, we recovered and Jean was healed. But you must understand that when bad news comes, you need somebody to pray, not only pray for you, but pray with you. And so we yesterday prayed with Carol Keller, and Carol is up in Vermont, and we're believing for Carol's healing. Would you join me? Carol is the wife of Pastor Brad Keller there in Bethel, Vermont. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray right now for Carol Keller. We ask God that you heal her body right now, this cancer in her body. We rebuke this cancer in Jesus' name. We speak healing and health and wholeness and wellness. Would you help me pray in Jesus' name? In Jesus' name. I have a friend in Oklahoma City who is administrator of Destiny Christian Schools there in Oklahoma City, Jim Howard, and he's had heart surgery, and we're praying for a good recovery. Father, we pray for Jim Howard in Jesus' name, that you would heal Jim and touch him. We agree in the name of Jesus that Jim is healed of the Lord. I want us to pray for a friend of mine by the name of Gary Schaefer. And Gary has been a man of God, a minister of the gospel for many years. He's in critical condition, and we need to pray for Gary. Father, we agree for Gary Schaefer right now in Jesus' name. We pray that you would heal Gary Schaefer. Let's pray for Christine Noble. And Christine Noble is a friend of ours. She's in England, the wife of John Noble. And so we pray for Christine. We pray for her healing today in Jesus' name. We agree. Would you agree with me in prayer right now for the healing of Christine Noble? We're going to pray right now for Janet Nichols, the daughter of Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols, our pastors in Fort Worth, Texas. Their daughter's been in a semi-coma now for approximately 15 years. Father, we pray for Janet. We love Janet. We just ask God for her healing. We command her to get up from where she's at and go minister the gospel. We just speak healing over Janet Nichols right now. Lord, you know that her father and mother, faithful servants of yours, pastoring one church in Fort Worth, Texas for 50 years. I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would heal Janet Nichols. Want us to pray for Jason Couch. And Jason is the son of Pastor Don and Kay Couch, longtime friends of ours in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Father, we set ourselves in agreement for Jason Couch in Jesus' name, that Jason would be healed in the name of Jesus. Let your healing virtue flow in the name of Jesus over Jason Couch. I want to pray for my brother-in-law today, Dean Talley, who needs prayer, Marlow, Oklahoma. He lives there with my sister, Juanel. Pray for my brother-in-law, Dean Talley, in Jesus' name. Lord, that you would minister to Dean Talley in Jesus' name. I want us to pray today for the healing of a little girl by the name of Mackenzie Horton in Oklahoma, who needs healing from cancer. I pray for this child, in Jesus' name, we pray for Mackenzie. Heal Mackenzie Horton, in Jesus' name. Would you touch her right now, in the name of the Lord? We pray for Prophet John Paul Jackson, who's been having some breathing difficulties. I've known John Paul Jackson for a long time. We pray for him right now, in Jesus' name, that you would heal Prophet John Paul Jackson. We pray today for our friend Linda Raglan, who is battling this cancer in her body. We just pray for Linda. We just speak healing and health and wholeness and wellness over our longtime friend. And couple, Joe and Linda Ragland, that works with us in the ministry of BPN. We just speak healing over Linda. We pray for Bob Schaefer, who is my prayer partner and has gone through several back surgeries, continues to have challenges and pain. So would you agree with me right now for the healing of Bob Schaefer? We pray for Bob Schaefer right now in Jesus' name. And we pray for you right now. Whatever you are going through, you that are listening here today on BPN Radio, whether you live in America or one of the other nations, that over 40 nations now that are praying with us, wherever you are at, we are praying that whatever is happening, whatever your need is right now, that you will receive healing, instruction, direction, guidance, deliverance in Jesus' name. So we pray for you today. Others across America, around the world, are praying for you right now. You that are listening, saying, I just need a miracle. And I just pray for all of you that has cancer. Cancer is a terrible thing. Cancer is an attack from Satan, first of all, upon the children of God. It puts us into a ray of great battle, great warfare. So I pray for you now. I declare that that according to Psalms 112, that we will not fear bad news. We will not fear any of those things that may be coming our way, because our trust and our confidence is in God. So I pray today, we pray today for people that need healing from cancer. Father God, that you will touch them and minister to them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those that are suffering from deep depression. And it seems like that whatever you do, wherever you go, regardless of all of the good things that may be coming your way, you are deeply depressed, and all that you want to do is just sit and sometimes stare. You try to concentrate, but it's very difficult to concentrate, and many times you just catch yourself staring out the window. And sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you wish it was night, and there are times, many times, that you go to bed, and you wish it was day. I pray for you right now, in Jesus' name, that the Holy Spirit would minister to you and that Jesus would come and touch you now. And we break this cycle of depression in your life in Jesus' name. Those feelings of helplessness and hopelessness that you're experiencing, we ask, Lord, that you come and touch people all across the land, around the world. Now praying for these people that are suffering from deep depression in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. And we pray today for those of you that are in a grief mode, and some of you have lost a loved one not long ago. I have a special friend that we're going to be doing a conference together in June from Comanche, Oklahoma, Dr. Larry Martin. His wife went to heaven a few weeks ago, and I know that he's grieving over that. Pastor Ollie Kinzer, our friend from Liberal, Kansas, his wife, Anna, dear friend of ours, went to heaven. And you know, there's grief. And some of you are just going through a grief cycle, and grief is normal. Extended grief is not. There's some of you that's been in grief now for maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years, maybe even longer than that. And you've been grieving over a loved one, a spouse, a son, a daughter, a father, a mother, a sibling, and just can't seem to break the cycle, and you just long to be with them. You long to see them, and sometimes you even pray to die. Say, Lord, I just would really like to go and be with that person. So I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I encourage you today, knowing that that grief is going to pass, that one day you're going to wake up and it's just all going to be over. And so we pray for you today. Those that are praying with me here on BPN Radio, we pray for you today. Those of you that are going through this terrible grief and sorrow in your heart and your life, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask that you touch them We ask, Holy Spirit, that you minister to them now on this Saturday, that you would touch them. Let your Holy Spirit work in their lives in Jesus' name. And may you know that you're going to meet again. May you have that hope that makes not ashamed. I'd like to play a song for you right now, a song written by a friend of mine by the name of Glenn Tidwell, who lives in Fort Worth, works at, is a part of Calvary Christian Academy there, an incredible singer. I call him the John Denver of gospel music. He wrote a song about his grandpa that went to heaven, and I think it's a song of encouragement. I want to play it for you today, and then we're going to be back for some more prayers. But I'm just so thankful that prayer and music go together. It is so vital that we have music along with our prayer, prayer with our music. And so here's Glenn Tidwell. I believe this song will encourage you. Then we're going to be back.
Somewhere up in heaven, walking down the streets of gold, your wrinkles all have vanished, no more signs of being old. I'm reminded of the times we shared and the songs you'd sing to me. Like when the rollers call up yonder, just a closer walk with thee. And although you sometimes struggle, I'd see you on your knees. Now that closer walk you dreamed about has become reality. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we tried to tell you. And you may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday we'll meet again. Somewhere up in heaven, you're looking out over a garden. It's the most beautiful garden you could have ever imagined. And I know that if the Lord would allow it to be so, you'd be dressed in your overalls instead of that white robe. And although your hands are dirty, your heart is white as snow. There's a smile upon your face, just like the one I used to know. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we tried to tell you. You may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday, and though we'll miss you here below, it fills our hearts with hope to know that we will meet again in the presence of our King. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we try to tell you. You may rest and know that you are safe within His arms of grace. And I know that someday we'll meet again. Papa, someday we'll meet again.
There you have Glenn Tidwell. His prayer song about heaven. And one day we're going to meet again. Father, we just continue to pray for those that are going through this grief process. In Jesus' name. I just sense the Holy Spirit is just ministering to people right now concerning the grief in your heart, the loss of a loved one. It just seems like the pain will never go away. I pray for you now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank you today for ministering peace to these people in their time of grief and sorrow. In the name of Jesus, knowing that we're going to meet again, knowing that this is the hope that makes not ashamed. Thank you, Lord. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here. If you would like to make a donation to BPN Radio, you can go to bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, and you can click on the donate button. Use your credit card, debit card, PayPal, send a check to help us here. So we're thankful today. Thank you for those of you that are sowing seed into Breakout Prayer Network. And this program is sponsored by the loyal listeners and those who pray with us here on BPN Radio. So thankful to have you. We're giving a call for prayer leaders to come to Austin, or those that have a desire to be a prayer leader, or you just have a passion to pray. And these are days. You say, I want to learn more about prayer. I'd like to be with you and some other people that are praying. So if you are an intercessor, you're a prayer leader, you just want to know more about prayer, we have 100 seats available at Compass Church in Austin, Texas. If you go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, then there is a registration form. The registration is free. There's no charge. We will receive offerings where you can make a contribution if you desire to do so. But there's no charge. You can come to Austin and pray with us. And that's April 9th, 10th, and 11th. Go to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. Well, we're praying today on this Saturday for those of you that have special need. I just need some prayer. You know, yesterday it was just a challenging day for me, and I got on my cell phone and I sent a text to some of the people that are intercessors in Gene and I's lives and ministry. I just said, I need some prayer today. And sometimes we just need some extra prayer support. Remember that you can get some extra prayer support by going to bpnradio.com, and there is a prayer request box there, and you can enter, double-click that, enter your prayer request, and we will be happy to send that along to Cheryl Ortiz and our prayer team that is praying and sending out those prayer requests to our prayer team and agreeing with you for the next week. So we just believe for God. Here's a prayer request that's came in. I want to acknowledge from Kathy, who wrote the following prayer request. She said, my husband got laid off from his company after 9 years making a six-figure income. We're both in our mid-50s. He hasn't worked for 3.5 years. He finally got a job in October of 2013. The atmosphere was not conducive to us having a healthy marriage and caused many problems with him getting into pornography. We bought our first home together with a closing October the 30th, 2014. November the 1st, 2014, he got laid off. Since he got laid off, which is 4 months now, he does little job search. He said, I'm not handling it well. You know, there's so many needs and so many problems. We pray for those who are having financial difficulties and their companions out of work. There's no paycheck coming in. The bills are mounting up. Someone said there's no pressure like financial pressure. So we pray today for those of you that are going through financial difficulties, for those of you that have been laid off work. You know, there's 90 million Americans not working today. And there's so many of you that are listening to this broadcast. You're just having a lot of financial difficulties. And I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I pray that you will find a job, not only a job, a good job, and that all of your needs will be met according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I pray for you today. I pray for Kathy. I pray, Lord, for you and your husband today. Wherever you may live, wherever you may be, I ask God to come and minister to you. And when you're making over $100,000 and a year, and then you suddenly are out of work, it's very difficult. A man came to me for prayer a few days ago. He said, I worked for this company for 18 years, and all of a sudden they called me in and said, this is your last day. And he was pretty devastated. So we pray for him, and we pray for those of you, as well as Kathy and her husband, that are having financial difficulties, having financial problems. We pray for you now. The Holy Spirit would touch you, minister to you, give you a job and good job. Those that are out of work and maybe you just can't find it, you can't find a job, you've sent in your resume and you say, Lord, what is going on? I know I'm well qualified. In Jesus' name, we just pray right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, for Kathy and her husband, and for those of you listening, a job and good job, in Jesus' name. We've been praying for those that are depressed. Rebecca's going through depression. We pray for her. We pray for Elma, who needs prayer for her daughter. We pray for Janilyn, whose life partner of 20 years plus has died. She's lonely, needs and wants to know God's plan for the rest of her life. So we've been praying for people like Janilyn. And she wants to know the will of God for the rest of her life. And we're praying today for special needs. And I just want to pray for those of you that don't know what to do. And you're just like Janilyn. What? I'm lonely. I don't know what God's plan is. I need to know the plan of God. I need to know the will, plan, and purpose of God. And I believe that it's so very, very important for you to know your assignments in life. And there's so many people that don't know their assignments. They're trying to figure it out. And then when they come to the end of themselves or something happens in their life that causes a dramatic turn, then they don't know what to do next because they really have not maybe received a word from God concerning that. So I pray for you today. We pray for you that you will know him, that you will know the will, plan, and purpose of God. Janilyn and many others that are searching, God, what do you want me to do? What would you have me to do? And I believe that God would love to speak to us and know what our God assignments are, what our life assignments are. And so I want to pray for you. That one of my assignments is prayer, praying for people, calling people to pray, pouring myself into people that desire to be a prayer leader. And then, of course, preaching. I'm a preacher. I'm a prophetic voice, and so I want to multiply myself in preachers. That's why I have Young Preachers International, calling young men and women out of obscurity to preach to their generation, helping them get started preaching. And then, of course, I serve as a prophetic voice to this nation, nations of the world, and I was sharing my prophetic words yesterday on BPN. And so those three areas, preaching and praying and prophesying, I believe that you can know. And I believe that I believe our assignments come in threes, and God can take those things and begin to put vision in your heart. You can write the vision down and share it with other people. And there will be people that will help you. In fact, people are waiting to help you, even at this very moment, at this very moment. And so I want us to pray right now. I want you that are seeking the will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God for your life. And you're saying, I just don't know. I just don't know what to do with my life. I mean, I've got some ideas, but I've kind of lost my way. I don't have direction for the next season. I really have a passion, a desire to live for God, serve God, make my life count because I only have one life. And so I pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. And I ask the Lord to come and minister to you. Ask the Holy Spirit. Why don't you just anoint your ears to hear? Just say, Lord, I anoint my ears to hear your voice. And put your hand on your eyes and say, Lord, I anoint my spiritual eyes to see what you're saying. And then begin to declare. Begin to declare what you are seeing and hearing. You say, well, I'm not hearing or seeing anything. Well, I want us to spend some time in prayer for the next few minutes. My spiritual son, Godfrey Bertle, he's going to sing. And I love this song. And it was a song that he wrote many years ago while we were ministering together at a prayer conference. I want us to sing this song. And I want you to ask the Lord to speak to you even while Godfrey is singing today.
Pray to know you. To know what you want me to do, I pray to hear you, Lord, and to know what you'd have me to choose. I pray that something of you will touch the hunger in me and cause a holy ignition. Come set me ablaze. I pray that nothing in me would stop the working of you, causing a real transformation.
Come have your way. Yes, oh my God.
We pray the will of God be done. The will of God be done in each of our lives here. People that are praying together here on VPN Radio on this Saturday, we call for your will to be done. The will of God be done. It's a good plan. The plan is a good plan. And Father, I set myself in agreement with people today that are listening to this broadcast. The will of God be done. The will of God be done in your life, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are so thankful and grateful today that you care. We could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here we are, alive today in 2015, not wandering aimlessly. And Lord, you've called us not just to go through life, but you have called us to live life. You've called us to live the abundant life. Lord, we know you said that you've come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So I set myself in agreement with you that are listening today that you're going to live the abundant life and that anything can change for the good by this time tomorrow. I mean, anything can happen. By this time tomorrow. It's amazing how that works. Years ago, I was ministering in Los Angeles. The pastor was taking me to the airport in an old vehicle that barely made it to the airport because it was in such poor condition. The radiator was leaking. The car overheated. And when he got there, there was a group of people that met him with a brand new car. So he drove up to the airport in this old jalopy, so to speak. Really, it didn't look that bad, but it just had some mechanical problems. They gave him the keys to a brand new car, and I waved as he drove away, he and his wife in a brand new car. It's amazing how God can change things in your life, how things can change when it seems like everything is upside down, that God can turn things around in just a matter of I'm not talking about a matter of days. I'm talking about a matter of hours. And so I declare that you must keep the faith. Don't lose the faith. And you must understand that you can go wherever God says you can go. You can have whatever God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. And you can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can drive what God says you can drive. You can drive where God says you can drive. And you can fly where God says you can fly. You can start what God says you can start. And you can finish what God says you can finish. You can minister where God says you can minister. You can marry who God says you can marry. And you can travel wherever God says you can travel. You can do all things through Jesus Christ. You can write what God says you can write. You can sing what God says you can sing. You can do all things. You can buy whatever God says you can buy. You can sell whatever God says you can sell. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. I want to pray for business people right now. Those of you that are called to finance the gospel. And the Bible says, how shall they go? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they go except they be sent? And how are they going to be sent? They're going to have to be sent by finances. And we know there's never a lack of money. It just gets in the wrong hands. So I pray today for you businessmen and women that money will come into your hands to start a business or to help others start businesses. You know, if you're doing business and God is blessing you, then what are you going to do? Help somebody else do what you're doing. That's why I have prayer gatherings. That's why I help young men and women who want to preach the gospel. That's why I call prayer leaders together. And instruct them on leading prayer, teaching people how to pray. So whatever we have, we need to multiply ourselves with it. And everybody said, amen. We need to multiply ourselves with it. And so if you are a business person, and I pray for your business right now, that it will prosper. And some of you businessmen or women may say, some of you working in the marketplace, you may say, well, my business is not prospering. What do I do? Well, make sure you're paying your tithe. Make sure that you're giving offerings. And make sure that you are helping others start a business. There's a lot of people that's called to business. I believe that so many people in the church should be working for themselves. I'm not saying everybody. I don't have a blanket word on that. But there's so many people that have business gifts that are in church that have phenomenal ideas. They have phenomenal business plans, and they're ready. They just need some capital. And so I just encourage you businessmen and businesswomen that are in business to help somebody else start a business. You say, well, I'm just trying to keep my head above water right now. You don't understand. I'm not making a profit, et cetera, et cetera. Doesn't make any difference. Go and help someone start a business. And as you make things happen for somebody else, God will make things happen for you. Remember that as you make things happen for somebody else. So if you have a skill, go teach somebody else, train somebody else that skill. The old saying is, it's better to teach a man to fish than just go catch fish and give it to him. So share it with somebody, if you will. And that'll be a tremendous blessing. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost now here on a Saturday on BPN Radio. I pray for you now. I pray for you business people that you will prosper so that you can help finance the end time harvest. It's going to take not thousands, not millions, billions of dollars to spread the gospel around the world. And you can go into all the world and minister the gospel. You may not be able to do it physically, but you can put right money in right hands and send those people that are ready to go and are prepared to go and are accountable and will be good stewards of your investment. And then there shall be a multiplication. So I pray for you business people. God wants to bless you, wants to prosper you. And how's he going to do that? Going to help somebody else start a business. And that goes for any of you. I'm going to say it again. That goes for any of you listening to my voice right now, that you want God to multiply you. Then you keep pouring yourself into other people. And I know that Gene and I, we have no guaranteed income every month, but we just kept pouring ourselves into people. And sometimes we don't even get anything financially from that person, but we know that we are sowing seed, and we depend on the law of the harvest, that if we sow, we reap. It's more blessed to give than to receive. So what this life all about, it is giving unto others, and especially helping others do what we are doing. Help others do what we're doing. So, Father, I pray for the business people that you'll bless them and prosper them, and they'll help others get started in business. And I pray for other people that are listening today that you would bless them, those that are struggling in life, whatever it is, that you would reach out to them. Even people, we've been praying for those of you that's going through a lot of grief. You just reach out to somebody that's going through grief. Whatever it may be, depression, you'll reach out to others that are depressed. And it's amazing how as we begin to sow, we begin to reap the blessings of God. Well, it's been great having you listening here on this Saturday on BPN Radio. And we trust that you will join us tomorrow at this same time or any time as we pray together, knowing the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So you have a good day. Be back tomorrow at the same time or any time.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website, at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.